What up, Long Beach? Hope you and yours are happy and healthy this week. Welcome back to another episode of What Up, Long Beach, as we continue to cover the LBC schools and their sports teams. As always, coming to you from Belmont Shore, I'm JJ Fiddler. And over in East Long Beach, he's Mike Garabasio.
JJ is like a really optimistic person a lot of the time. And so I'm just going to say this. I hope your family is happy or healthy. Like, I feel like
fair enough.
Trying to go two for two is like trying to hit consecutive holes in one at this point. But I hope...
Shoot for the stars.
Yeah, I hope if you're not feeling well, you're happy. And I hope that if you're miserable, at least you're healthy, you know?
We are back with another episode. It is a huge one. We've got some special guests coming up. But yeah, we do this every week, Mike. We haven't left.
No, I mean, we just don't get to see each other in person anymore, which is a very odd change to the way the last 13, 14, 15, 16 years of my life has gone. But thank you so much to our partners at the Long Beach Post for helping us to produce What Up Long Beach, as well as a lot of other great content we've been doing for the Post, the 562 Classics, the education coverage. Definitely check out lbpost.com, support everything they're doing, and obviously continue to support everything we're doing at the 562.
We've got content, obviously, at Long Beach Post and the 562.org. We've got important information for now and also for the future. One of the big stories this week is California's budget is really going to hit local schools hard here in Long Beach.
Yeah, the LBUSD is the biggest employer in the city, and when you throw in LBCC and Long Beach State, that's three of the six largest employers in the city. And the governor's made it clear that there's a $50 billion plus deficit. Some of that deficit is going to get made up in school funding. Unlike the federal government, which can run on a deficit with debt, the state has to balance its budget every year. Which means if there's a $50 billion budget deficit, you have to cut $50 billion of spending, and that's definitely going to hit our local schools hard. I think at tonight's LBUSD Board of Education meeting, we're going to hear the first round of cuts in that I believe they'll be eliminating the pool operator position from the comprehensive high schools is something they're going to discuss and possibly vote on. But, you know, Wilson and Cabrillo and Polly, Milliken, Jordan, Lakewood, those pool operators – some of them are coaches. Obviously, they're all helpful to the local aquatic scene. So that's sort of the first shot in what is likely to be a two-year-long process of kind of finding out what these cuts are going to amount to.
We got to timestamp it. We've been doing it for a few months now. It is 12:30 p.m. on a Wednesday. Everything changing so fast. We just got to make sure that you know what we know right now. And what we do know right now is that people are matriculating back outside. There's obviously still a stay-at-home order for the County of Los Angeles and the City of Long Beach, but people are back out at the beaches and the parks and the golf courses and stuff like that with restrictions. That being said, I've been golfing. We've talked about this on the show. I actually walked by the beach the other day, and there are people out, Mike. It wasn't busy for a Saturday, let's say, but it was busy for a Tuesday down at Horny Corner here in Alamitos Bay the other day. And yeah, the lifeguards are out there. The cops are driving around, but nobody's really enforcing anything. Long Beach is really dependent on its citizens to stay safe, protect themselves, and really protect each other. So right now I'm working on a story with the City of Long Beach, Parks, Recreation, and Marine, a big part of that, and how they're dealing with it, because you just can't ask too much from people, but you also have to ask the bare minimum and hope that they respond.
Yeah, and I think what you just described with Long Beach is true of the whole country. I mean, I think it's true of every household as well. I mean, everyone's just going to be relying on everyone else to hopefully be smart and prudent about how they're, you know, going about things. I mean, I think there's been all of this, I think, kind of overhyped controversy about whether people are wearing masks or not. The polling actually shows that people overwhelmingly, like 90% plus, are willing to wear masks if that means they can start going to restaurants and stuff again. But, you know, it's worth noting. I mean, the studies say if there's 100 people in a room and they're all wearing masks, the chance of transmission of the virus goes down by 75%. If 98 out of the 100 of them are wearing masks, that it doesn't go down by 75%. So we're all going to be relying on each other to hopefully help put this thing to bed, man. Obviously, what we all want is to get back to normal life as quickly as possible.
That's the serious stuff. We've also got some fun distractions content at the 562.org and Long Beach Post. just up today. You can check it out on social media and at Long Beach Post. We've got another 562 Classic video, and it's a fun look back at 2008 when Mike and I weren't even able to get press passes, but we were still out there covering Long Beach girls basketball, the high watermark for girls basketball here in Long Beach since you and I have been working. Long Beach Poly and Millikan, 1-2 seeds in Division I, playing in the championship game at Walter Pyramid.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. The game did not end up being the best game ever, but Poly, obviously one of the top, I think, two or three teams in the country that year. And what a spectacle to get to see two more league teams. Again, not in Division III because they happened to fall there because of competitive equity, but the two best of the best teams in Division I, being Poly and Millikan, was amazing. And one of my favorite memories, even though it was so long ago. Like, those kids are all 30 now, you know what I mean?
Nice. Way to make us feel old. Good job. The funnest part of editing that video was getting stuff that wasn't from the championship game. Like, we were just starting out, but we were recording that team, that Poly team, and we were also recording that Millikan team. The Millikan team, the last team to actually upset Long Beach Poly in more league play, yes, back in 2008. So we were able to put a lot of names in there, dude, and a lot of names that are just, like, Araya Crook-Williams as a freshman? Like, I forgot how much of a baller she was. It was a lot of fun watching those highlights as we cut it.
The first of a long string of games that, you know, we wish we would have been able to get to. We were not at that Millikan beating Poly at Poly game. And it was the first lesson that it was like, if you don't go to everything, you're going to be really bummed out.
A lot of what ifs in the past, a lot of what ifs in the future for us. Right now, we've got a story on the 562.org about what ifs. Like, what if right now we were gearing up to cover CIF Southern Section track, CIF Masters track, CIF State track? Like, that's on a completely different timeline in an alternate universe. But we wrote it anyways. We're just talking about what could have been. It's actually a kind of an interesting read, even though it's both uplifting and kind of disappointing.
Was it fun or sad for you to write the story?
Both.
We both worked on that one. I would say it was both for me as well. Like, on the one hand, it was fun because you and I, in August, we know, okay, here's the big storylines we're looking for in the fall, in the winter, in the spring. We've been doing this long enough to really have a good sense of, especially with the competitive equity, okay, this team in this division's got a lot of talent, this team in this division maybe not so much. And so you start to separate now into, okay, well, this team is probably going to dominate in the league, and then maybe they're in a higher division for the playoffs, so maybe they're not going to do so well. Maybe this team, like, for example, we saw that Cabrillo Soccer State Championship coming, knowing that they were in Division II, right? We were like, I wouldn't pick them necessarily to win the league, but I know they're going to have a deep playoff run in Division II with the talent they have. So we always forecast that. And so on the one hand, it was fun to return to a time when that's what we were doing, when we were like, this St. Anthony softball team is going to be unbelievable. This Wilson track team is going to set records this year. And then on the other hand, it was heartbreaking because the timing of the article that we chose is, yeah, like, we should be covering that on Saturday, you know, and instead, obviously, not only are we not covering it, but we also still don't have clear answers on when we will be back covering sports.
You're absolutely right. I think probably the hardest part to write in that was the More League Baseball recap, because a guy like Ricky Tiedemann changes the league. You know, possible draft pick in June, coming in a highly touted pitcher for Lakewood, but he's injured, so he's not going to be able to start the season regularly, which would have given guys like Ryan Petway at Wilson, Ryan Geck at Millikan, Tim Fife at Poly a chance to push their teams up. And what a second half of More League Baseball it would have been if Tiedemann comes back and tries to take Lakewood back to the top of the More League. I mean, I could definitely see a situation again where we've got a two-loss More League Baseball champion, and it's like one of the most exciting seasons ever. We'll just never know. And that part, I think, was pretty hard to write.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think we both felt like this was going to be the best year for More League Baseball in close to a decade. And, you know, again, those kids graduate, you know. What was hardest for me was thinking about, on the postseason championships, what we lost with the St. Anthony softball team and the Wilson track team, just because you were close to a guaranteed CIF championship, you know? And I mean, you really, like, certainly for the St. Anthony softball team, I think we really knew Rachel Glenn was going to be doing some special stuff this year. And I would add I thought the Poly boys volleyball team was just absolutely stacked up and ready to run the table in Division III. And so those are tough because we know how amazing those memories are, and you just sort of, it's kind of like losing a tooth and feeling around in your mouth where that was supposed to be, you know? So that was really hard for me because we were invested in those stories. We look forward to them. And then they just don't happen.
Speaking of Rachel Glenn, it is running week, track week, as it were, here at What Up Long Beach. And Glenn is going to be our special interview coming up in just a minute. But before we get there, we have a very special guest coming on the show right now. You know him as one of the coaches for Wilson Cross Country and Wilson Track. He also works with Lakewood Football. He's worked with LBCC, St. Anthony. Heck, you could even see him at the Grand Prix working security. He's our guy, Bobby Hawk. And if you know anything about Long Beach sports, you know Long Beach Bobby. He is one of the absolute best, Mike. And when you and I first started working in this city, Bobby was the first person to come up to us and just completely buy in. we didn't even need to convince him of anything. He said, "Are you here to cover sports?" We said, "Yes." And he's like, "I'm a fan. I'm in. I'm ready to go."
Yeah, one of my favorite things about Bobby is that anyone who has worked in sports has like a Bobby story. And so it's like when you and I moved from the Long Beach Post to the Gazette to the Press Telegram, got laid off, now doing the 562 and back with the Post again. It was just so funny because it's like all of these people, like all the photographers at the Press Telegram knew Bobby. And all that, right? Like everywhere you went, it was just like, oh, because he's just the friendliest, happiest guy in the world, he doesn't have the social inhibitions that you and I have. I mean, he would just walk up to you and start talking to you. So it was like everyone knew him. If Bobby's got your cell phone number, you also get, you know, quite a few text messages from him as well. He's just, like you said, he's the reference that everyone gets, you know what I mean, throughout the community. So yeah, it's awesome getting to talk to Bobby anytime. And I've definitely been missing people like Bobby that were people that you just saw all the time when you were out working, CSOs, coaches, the administrators of the high school, obviously all the kids and parents. You and I, it's just, we have such a nice life covering sports. We just walk around and we see our friends everywhere. And it's definitely been hard on me not having that kind of low level positive social interaction.
So without any further ado, here he is, the man, the myth, the legend, Bobby Hawk, joining us via Zoom. What's up, Bobby? How you doing, bud?
Good. What's up, guys? How are you?
We're all right, man. We're all right. We've been following you on social media. You know, some people just use regular Zoom backgrounds, but Bobby Hawk just runs to that place and then does his Zoom meeting. You've been all over the city, man. You've been staying busy. How you feeling? Are you sore right now?
Yes, I'm sore. I ran 3 miles today, this morning.
Really?
At the same time or like in 5 different runs?
No, just today I ran 3 miles.
All right. Where'd I feel like I can run 3 miles if I did like 5 different runs, I can get to 3 miles.
Oh, yes.
Where'd you go, Bobby? Where'd your run take you today?
So I went 5th to Pacific and then 4th to Alamitos and then to the bike path.
Oh, okay. Is that your favorite run? Is that one you do a lot?
I go longer on 4th sometimes to Juanaparo and then to Cherry sometimes as well. So those are 5-mile runs, but today I eased back.
Well, yeah, you had to come on the show, dude. There's important things you had to do today.
Yes, there's more important things that I have to do today.
Bobby, you've obviously been around the Wilson cross country and track program for basically your entire life. What are you feeling right now? How much are you missing being able to go to practice and work out with those guys? And you know, how many championships do you think Wilson was going to win this Saturday if the CIF track championships had happened?
I think Wilson was going to win like 5 championships.
At least.
Yes, at least.
But in terms of the team thing, you know, how much are you missing that? I know you would always be going for runs with the cross country team and everything else. How much do you miss those guys and how excited are you to kind of get back to your regular routine at some point, I guess?
I miss those distance runners and I miss the sprinters and hopefully they're staying in shape too as well.
I don't think they're running as much as you though.
Oh, I know.
Are you in the best shape of your life right now, dude? Is this the most you've run in this amount of time?
Yes. After we heard that we weren't going back to school for the rest of the year, I said, I'm going to train and lose weight.
What made you want to post all of your runs on social media. You've been inspiring, man. What made you want to do that?
I have an app called Final Surge. CJ
Brewer, also coach at Wilson, right?
Yep. He tells the Wilson cross country kids that they have to post their miles on Final Surge, and then that's how it's done. Like I'm using Final Surge as well, so I can get credit for CJ.
Right on, man. You're being a good leader, because a leader never asks anybody else to do something they're not willing to do themselves.
Yes, 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 yes.
What are you doing right now when you're not running, dude? Are you watching stuff on Netflix? Are you playing video games? Are you, you know, what are you doing to stay busy?
I just got a drum pad. I'm going to learn.
Oh, nice.
Tight.
I'm going to learn how to play with the Long Beach Royal Syncopated Drummers.
That's awesome.
And then I'm going to maybe be in two parades, hopefully this year.
Oh, sweet.
Beach, in the Seal Beach Christmas Parade and Belmont Shore Christmas Parade as well.
I got to tell you what, JJ and I often are in or get invited to parades. And I think JJ especially, but me too, we always feel like it's a little bit of a pain in the butt because it's a lot of like sitting around. But
yes.
Literally nothing in the world sounds better to me right now than driving down Second Street on a big red bus and seeing the city of Long Beach out and able to be next to each other. So I hope that parade can happen this Christmas.
Yes, yes.
I'd go to the parade just to see Bobby at this point, to be honest with you.
Yes. Oh, yes. And then I've been on Zoom meetings with the Lakewood football team as well.
Yeah, that's got to be weird not being out on the football field, man. I mean, you've been on a football field at this time every year since you were in high school, huh?
Yes, yes. It sucks that I didn't get to work the Grand Prix this year, too, as well, with my security job. I don't know when sports are going to get back together.
I was just about to ask you, are we going to play high school football this year? Can you give us a thumbs up or thumbs down?
I think we're going to be playing football this year.
He's thumbs giving up us from
Bobby.
Up.
We got the thumbs up from Bobby. Up. Okay. I feel more optimistic than I have in months, JJ.
You lifted us up today, Bobby. Thank you so much, man. I'll tell you what. The Long Beach sports world is missing Bobby Hawk's face. I will tell you that much right now, my dude.
Yes, and can I give a shout-out to a lot of the coaches?
Absolutely.
I want to give a shout-out to CJ Brewer, Ed Houck, Coach Scott Meyer.
Hold on, you can't call him Ed Houck. You have to – I mean, he's your dad. Is that like a rule? Like John Ford, who is a legendary coach at Lakewood that the stadium's named after – his son gave a Hall of Fame speech for him in February at the Century Club, and he referred to him as coach the entire time. Is that like that? Does your dad not let you call him dad in front of the other athletes or whatever?
Sometimes I want to call him coach.
Okay.
Sometimes I call him dad. So
you're trying to be, you're just trying to keep it professional. I got it. Okay. Yeah. So CJ Brewer and Ed Houck, and who else do you want to give a shout out to?
And I want to give a shout out to Scott Meyer, the Lakewood coach. And then Coach Danny Graham, who's a D-line coach at Lakewood as well.
Good call, Bobby. Good call. Thanks so much for taking the time and being with us today. I know you're probably stretching, getting ready for your next run. So, hey, Long Beach, if you see Bobby out there running, give him a heads up and say what up.
Yes, and I've been biking too, so I've been biking to Seal Beach too.
The most active man in Long Beach, Bobby Hawk. Thanks for joining us, bud. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Leave it to Bobby Hawk to just have us feeling great about the community of Long Beach. And there are other things that are going away, guys. Restaurants are closing. One of my favorite restaurants just down the street here in Belmont Shore is about to close. You know, you got to get in there and show them that you care and support local businesses. Top on that list right now, Naples Rib Company. Get down to Naples, the best ribs in the city. Dave Arcini and everybody down there have not stopped supplying Long Beach with delicious food every day. You don't got to go inside. The window's right there. You can call in, pick up, take out. It's super easy. It's super delicious. And as we've been saying, Naples Rib Company, it tastes like normal. Get down there, see Dave and everybody. Tell them the 562.org sent you.
We're now joined by our special guest for the week, Rachel Glenn, senior Wilson High School. Rachel, how you doing?
Pretty good. And yourself?
I'm doing okay. I'm a little bit bummed out. I don't know if you're like me, but I put the whole schedule in my phone. So I'm starting now to get all my alerts for, oh, I should be covering CIF track on Saturday.
I know. It's so sad, especially with like all of our little Snapchat memories. getting memories from last year, and it's so sad. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, so I guess that's my first question. I mean, you and I have talked several times about kind of our plans for you this year, and we had very big plans. I know you had very big plans for the year. Where are you emotionally? I've been asking everyone, like, where are you in the grief process? You know what I mean? Like, are you still sad? Acceptance? Like, where are you with kind of dealing with what you're not going to get to do this year?
I think I'm still, like, in the grieving process, but I've kind of, like, it's pretty sad because in the beginning, I didn't think it was this big. Like, I didn't think it was this serious in the beginning because that Friday when school canceled, I thought it was just canceled because it was raining really hard. Well, our track meet was canceled. And I thought it was like, okay, it's just raining super hard. We're going to be back next week. And that following week was supposed to be with Polly, our first dual meet. Then they were like, no, it's not there. And I was like, oh, dang. So I guess I'm still grieving, kind of upset about it, like most people.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you've got we've had a couple other high school athletes on during this shutdown, but you're the first senior we've had. And so, you know, I think everyone else, it's like if you're a sophomore or junior, you're bummed out because you had plans, but you're still thinking like, okay, well, I'm going to do this next year or whatever. You know, for you, this was, I mean, geez, you know, we were going to have you on the cover of everything. And, you know, we had like a little Rachel Glenn documentary series planned out and all this stuff. What sort of the stuff you're really like, are you especially bummed about not getting to do league finals, about not getting to hopefully beat Polly for a second year, about CIF or state? Like, what are the things that you're really kind of wishing you still got to do?
A lot of our senior activities, like grad night and then like senior prom and all that stuff. And then especially my favorite track meets, Texas Relays, Arcadia, state. And like the whole process of like, I know everyone hates being nervous, but I don't know. It gives me like a little rush.
So what, now that the season's not going to happen, obviously, you know, Fish and Neil, your coaches at Wilson have been, you know, they've been whispering to me for like 11 months about like, we're going to do all kinds of crazy stuff with Rachel this year. You know, what was your, give me your dream state championships scenario. What was supposed to happen? What were you planning on doing this year?
Like most people know, if they've been keeping up, I like do a lot of events, so I go back to back to back. And my goal this year, the perfect state meet would have been, I would go to all my events without being tired because we were practicing that this year. And then I'd go with ease, and then I'd win all my events, and then it'd just be happy moments. I was really looking forward to that state meet when everyone's like, oh yay, and taking pictures, and you get on the podium and everything. Yeah.
Right. What events are you going to do? I assume you're going after the high jump and the 300 hurdles again.
Yeah. 300 hurdles, 100 hurdles, high jump. And then our 4x4 was going to be killer.
Your 4x4 was going to be so good.
I know.
you're in a little bit different situation. I mean, you at least know your career is going to continue. You signed with South Carolina. You're moving on to sort of that next big stage of your sport. So I imagine there's some comfort there. What are you looking forward to about that? First of all, what are you hearing from the coaches? Do you know when you're going out and when you're going to be able to practice, or what are you hearing right now?
Yeah, they filled me in a little bit, but we're supposed to be having a meeting tomorrow to discuss like the official say. But they said we should be like moving in August 16th and then school starts on August 20th. But it's like kind of a funny situation there because it's like only a certain amount of kids are allowed in a classroom. And then like, after Thanksgiving, I guess it's going to be online, but yeah, I'm not sure.
So you go in person until Thanksgiving and then it's online after that?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, that's going to be interesting. What are their plans for you? Are you going to be focusing more on the jumps or on the hurdles, or what are you planning on, you know, getting into at the NCAA level next year?
I think we're going to see how it plays by year. We're going to go to practice and then practice both events, I think much similar to how I was in high school. And then whichever like I'm better at, I'd like focus on that one.
What are you doing? I mean, you know, track and field athletes, especially overall other athletes, the workouts are so detailed and I feel like that continuity is important. So I assume you're not, you know, just sitting around like I am gaining weight and not being in shape. How are you able, with the facilities all being closed down, how are you working out? What are you doing to stay ready for, you know, going to college?
Well, our coaches are not at our practices. They send us a workout, but we have some volunteer parents that also have athletes who work out with us. So, like, not too many teammates, but just, like, a few, like, three or four. They come out and we work out. We did find a track. So, we're lucky that we found a track. So, we still run. And then...
I won't ask you where it is because I don't want to blow your spot up. But that's good. Yeah.
And then sometimes we'll go up. We find a hill and we'll do hill sprints and we'll go all the way up. It's really tiring. And then one of our friends has a weight room in her backyard or in her garage. So on certain days, we'll go and we'll lift heavy weights. Yeah.
Does it feel like you've been transported back in time to like 1980 or something? I mean, it's just, right? Like, I mean.
Oh my gosh. Because me and my friends, we always think about this. We're going to be like, this is going to be in the textbooks, the history books. And then our kids are going to be like, yeah, like 2020, there's a pandemic. And we're going to be like, I lived through that.
So you mentioned earlier, you know, being bummed about obviously the senior activities. I mean, I think that's, you know, you're in ninth grade, you start seeing prom and graduation, you sort of think about yourself in those places.
Yeah.
What are you, you know, I know the school district is doing like an online graduation thing. How are you kind of specifically feeling about missing those things? I mean, it's, they're weird because you can't, like I said, you'll still be competing in South Carolina, but you're not going to go to prom there, right? Like,
yeah.
There's no way to kind of get these things back. So how have you been thinking about that and kind of dealing with that part of it?
I've just been accepting the fact that there's nothing we can do. So we're going to have to make the best of our situation. I was really excited to like walk across the stage, like most people, and shake the principal's hand, go back. I really wanted to throw my cap. Like that was the most exciting part I was looking forward to because it reminds me of High School Musical. I just wanted to,
That's perfect. Do you guys still get the graduation? Do you still get like a gown and cap?
Yeah, I mean, are you going to? We have to go pick it up, I think, next week. Because this week we went and picked up our senior yard signs, but then I think we have to go pick up the rest of our stuff.
So you can, what's your family going to do? Are you guys going to like watch that live stream together or are you just doing your own thing and then you'll throw the cap in the backyard with your family or how are you guys as a unit going to celebrate it?
Well, since the beaches are open and we're allowed to go, a few friends, like a few like senior friends and their parents, we wanted to release lanterns or balloons out in the beach. Yeah. So hopefully.
Oh, that's cool.
Still be able to do that.
You're going to get some video of that? Like, send me the video that will go viral with that? That's good.
Yeah.
How has the transition into doing all this online school stuff been? Like, I feel like most seniors in your second semester of your senior year, I was pretty checked out academically.
Yeah.
I'm sure, you know, like the senioritis sets in and you're like, you're not necessarily super stressed about what your grades are going to be, since you especially, you already signed your scholarship and everything. How's it been for you? Are you enjoying it? Is it harder? Is it easier? Is it more boring? Like, what's it like trying to do all this stuff on the computer?
It definitely is more boring. because my teachers are pretty lenient with the work they give us. Like, it won't be due like the day before. It'll be due like the following week or so. Like, I guess the most challenging aspect would be the math portion because, like, you have to teach it yourself and go on YouTube videos. Like, sure, there's Zoom meetings, but it's kind of hard because, like, in class, everyone's scared to ask questions. So I was always the person to be like, what's that for? So it's kind of hard to do that over the computer. You can't do that now. So, yeah.
I believe that you are one of the talkative kids in class. Yes. I can picture that.
Yeah.
In terms of communication, you know, do you feel like, I guess like Neil and Fish and your Wilson coaches, they're still your coaches. It's just like you said, like they're sending you workouts and then you're like, how much contact are you in with them and how closely are they kind of still monitoring what you're doing to prepare for the next level?
Cause they'll talk to like some of the other athletes. Like if I miss a day of practice, they'd be like, hey, why weren't you at practice today?
Even though but they still weren't at practice, right?
Yeah. They'll pop their head in and here and there to like check in on us. We're not really supposed to be at our practices because they'll get in trouble with like the school district and all that. So they'll pop in like every once in a while to like see like, hey, what's up? What are you guys doing?
Via Zoom or you know, whatever. It's so weird. And I feel like especially, I'm not trying to get them in trouble, obviously, but I feel like especially with your sport, it's like there's a way to have a track team do distance workouts. I mean, you're outdoors, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it just feels like there would be a way to keep that stuff going.
Yeah.
But I mean, I just can't put myself into your head of, even though it's so weird for me, I just can't imagine like you're with that team and your coaches like almost every moment you're awake.
Yeah.
In the spring. And like you said, there's this big schedule and all of a sudden it just kind of like disappears. Are you used to that yet? Or is it still weird every day that you're like, here I am, it's 1:53 p.m. on a Wednesday and I'm on my couch. Like,
yeah. It's still definitely really weird to me because I'm thinking like, right now we would be having our like most intense training because we're getting ready for state. It would be next week.
Yeah. All right. Well, I was like, we were shooting for 50% happy, 50% sad, but now I'm just sad. Are you guys doing anything to commemorate it? I mean, have you been talking to other kids on the team? Like, I know you guys were going to have, in my opinion, in your opinion as well, you're going to have a big group up there. Are you guys going to do anything? Are you all like talking to each other about any of that, I guess?
Yeah, we definitely want to do some kind of hard to like gather people around with like the social distancing and all. But yeah, we're trying to have some of the parents and the athletes get together and do something in honor of state.
Well, that's cool. I'm glad it sounds like you're handling it about as well as it could be handled. I mean, I just, you know, I don't know what else. I've seen different stuff. Like I've seen some kids are doing prom pictures with no prom afterwards. Oh, yeah. I've seen some people are doing like, okay, my street is going to do a graduation ceremony, but I know it's all kind of like, it all probably feels like a half measure or something to you. Yeah. Right? I mean, it's just emotionally not the same, I guess.
Yeah. Like just the other day I saw a bunch of cars and they even had like the police officers and firefighters honking their horns and sirens and stuff. I guess it was for someone's graduation. I guess it was supposed to be their graduation that day. And everyone was lined up like saying like, woo, while they were in the car going by. And I was like,
you're like, that's sweet, but it's also not graduate. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
it's like a love-hate kind of thing. Because it's like, the district will say, oh, like, because like, they'll still have like virtual spirit weeks. Like we have Corn Queen and Corn King type
of
thing.
I love that. I'm a huge fan of the Corn Queen and Corn King. I think that's hilarious. Yeah.
I know, my friend is running for it, so I'm like, go vote for her.
Well, who? Tell everyone who they should vote for.
Ryan Pitts, go vote for Ryan.
Okay. I've got like, I had to explain to someone because people tag, like we've got a decent number of followers on our social media accounts and everything. And people will tag us in stuff. Like, I know there's a player on the girls basketball team is running as well. Uh-huh. And so everyone will tag us. And I just have to send these messages like, hey, we can't retweet just one person's thing, because then it's like, oh wow, the 562 likes the basketball team, but they don't like the track team or whatever, you know. So good luck to Ryan. Tell her I said good luck. So I guess my last question, and I don't know, this is it's weird because I don't really feel like I know. I'm so used to telling the stories of athletes, or you know, even sort of top level athletes like you, and this is just such a different space that you're all in graduating this way. I guess my last question would just be, I saw the LeBron James special. I know, you, as I mentioned, your district is doing like a live stream thing. And you said you saw the parades and all this stuff. I guess my question for you is like, do you guys feel supported? Like, is that stuff useful? Or are you all kind of like, man, you know, bleep this. Like, this sucks. Like, let me get the hell out of here.
Yeah, I don't want to say it, but I'm saying it. It's like, it's nice, it's sweet, but then at the back of my head, it's like, but we don't have anything.
Yeah.
Forget that. But it's like,
right. No, it, effort, but it is, it's just a doubled up thing. It's like, you can recognize, okay, it's cool that everyone's trying to help, but it's also like, I know what real prom looks like. You know what I mean? Yeah, okay, well said. I'm glad that you recognize the effort. I'm not surprised because I feel like in your shoes, I'd feel the same way. You know what I mean? Like, I'd probably be a little annoyed by it, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. Well, thank you for taking the time. We will for sure. I mean, we just put a story up today that was like, this is how crazy Rachel Glenn was about to be. This is how crazy this softball team was about to be. Like, I don't think I will ever fully get over it, but I'm glad you'll be moving on to the next level and able to do good things there.
Yeah.
So thank you for joining us. Thanks for taking the time and good luck with everything else. Of course.
Thank you too. Bye.
All right, another episode of What Up Long Beach almost in the books. Before we go, we've been giving you some quarantine recommendations, stuff to keep you busy that might be non-sports. Mike, I know you have been busy with the fam over there. Little Vinny and little Maya have been keeping you guys running around a little bit. My favorite from your guys' adventures has got to be the basketball trick shots. I was able to give Vinny that basketball hoop, I think, what was it, like a year and a half ago?
Yeah.
best present ever, bro, because every time I see him dribble into that tin, ugh, it just gets my heart racing.
He has he's been playing so much basketball, he actually wore through a basketball.
Yes! Which,
like, he, like, it, like, the seams busted on it, and it was leaking air so bad that I had to go to Target and get him, like, a... I got him a really cheap one, to be honest with you, because I was just like, okay, if you're going to be dribbling a basketball 10 hours a day, like, I don't... you know, we got to give you just the rubber ball, you know?
He's long, he's athletic, he's got a quick first step, good top speed. He's not afraid, you can tell that.
Quick twitch, you know, he's quick twitch for sure.
He gave his sister a good old Kobe Bryant ball fake the other day. Mamba mentality from my guy Vinny.
Yeah, so my recommendation, other than playing basketball with my son, which, you know, I guess I can't really invite people to come over and do that. If you like horror novels, I've been reading a lot. One of my favorite horror writers out there, Paul Tremblay. I actually got, because I was tweeting about him or whatever, I got an advanced reader's copy of his new novel that's going to come out in July. And I'm just going to tell you right now, it's called Survivor Song. And in 2 months or a month and a half, you will be seeing everyone calling Paul Tremblay some kind of a witch or a psychic. Because the novel is about a post-apocalyptic America where a highly contagious virus has shut everything down. And I would add that this novel was written in 2019. But it literally is so detailed as to talk about personal protective equipment and N95s and, you know, Reddit idiots who don't believe the government and think that the vaccine is a hoax. I mean, it just, like, especially the setup, JJ, the first, like, 10 pages or so, I kept reading stuff to Char and I was like, I'd never heard of N95s before this happened. You know what I mean? It was really eerie how much he kind of nailed the way some of the stuff would happen.
So you're saying that this is a horror novel, or it's become a horror novel in the last few months?
It actually is a horror novel, and it just so happens that the first 10 pages like perfectly call what the world looks like
today. Yeah, it doesn't take much to scare people nowadays. That's for sure. My recommendation is an easy one. You've probably heard about it. It's a new show on Hulu. It's called Solar Opposites. If you're a fan of Rick and Morty, you will be a fan of Solar Opposites. It's got Justin Roiland, the guy who is almost all the voices on Rick and Morty, and another guy like Thomas Middleditch and Swartz, if you've seen that on Netflix.
Char loves that.
Improv stuff. Yeah, it's really good, man. It's really good. And Solar Opposites is one of those shows where it's so irreverent that you almost take it more seriously, if that makes any sense. And I am a sucker for wanton violence in a cartoon. I don't know what it is about it, but it just hits me in the right spot.
90s babies, you know?
I guess so.
We grew up on the South Park Revolution.
That's true. That's true. If you've got a recommendation that you think Long Beach Nation should be checking out, let us know. We'll have it on the show next week. More interviews coming up next week. Obviously, with everything happening, we're going to have more news for the local schools and their sports teams coming up next week. So stay tuned to the 562.org and Long Beach Post for everything Long Beach. Thank you to everybody at those websites who make this show possible. And for Mike and for JJ and for Bobby frickin' Hawk. We will see you soon, Long Beach. Stay safe out there and take care.